This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm Sharmila Ganesan with Juliet Jacobs and T. Xiao Ik. Earlier, we discussed climate change, the weather, and how they both aren't the same thing. And before we get to our second story, we do have a Twitter poll going on. Juliet?
Yes, so we're asking you, how do you like to travel? And the options were alone, with friends, with family, or I hate traveling. And 40% of you say that you enjoy traveling with friends. Another 33% of you say with family. 13% say alone, and another 13% say I hate traveling.
So not as many people like to travel alone.
Yeah, surprisingly, because the reason we've asked you that is that statistics show that worldwide interest in solo travel is actually growing in leaps. And interestingly, more women are choosing to travel alone than men. A recent article in Vox suggests that in the last decade alone, women have really taken to solo travel, and in even larger numbers than men around the world.
All right, interesting. Well, I mean, you know, looking at solo travel in itself, it's become quite a trend as well. More people than ever are comfortable going on holiday on their own, and a lot of people even prefer traveling that way. So let's look at some numbers. According to Google Trends, searches on solo travel online have increased by 400% from 2012 to 2018 alone.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and you know, there are many statistics that are showing that women are, well, they're doing it more. A Booking.com survey in 2014 showed that 72% of American women like to travel solo. Meanwhile, an article in The Telegraph last year said research company Hitwise found that 55% of the solo travel searches in the UK are made by women. And also in the UK, homestay provider Unique Homestay said that 84% of their customers in 2017 were women.
Wow.
And and according to worldwide statistics from Airbnb, 54% of Airbnb guests are women.
It's quite interesting, and it's something that I honestly didn't think about. It's a trend that's happening closer to home as well. TripAdvisor did a women's travel survey in 2015, which showed that 48% of women in Southeast Asia say they have traveled alone, compared to 36% in 2014. So that's quite a big leap.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, almost half the women surveyed in Southeast Asia were planning two or more solo trips for that year. Now, bear in mind that this survey was confined to Singapore, Malaysia, Indonesia, and Thailand. But it still shows how many more women are actually choosing to travel solo in this region.
I would say actually that's a significant representation of this region.
I mean, also, you know, taking certain factors into mind, you know, things like urban versus rural.
Yes.
I'm sure this is something that's definitely more common in urban areas. Mm-hmm. Middle to upper class, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have the rise of websites like Zafigo, which was founded by Datin Paduka Marina Mahathir in 2014 to make traveling easier and safer for women travelers. Also an indication that there's a real need for such initiatives in Southeast Asia and perhaps Asia as well.
Yeah. So what exactly is driving this increase in solo female travel? Let's talk to someone who has embraced the idea of traveling alone. We have on the line artist Ruby Subramaniam. Ruby, can you tell us where have you traveled solo to, and why did you pick these places?
So I've done some 20 countries to date, largely in Southeast Asia, in West Europe, as well as Brazil. I chose Southeast Asia because it was the most accessible and obviously the cheapest at the point for me to travel to. And from the blogs that I've read, it was relatively safe for women. So was West Europe. But by the time I got to Brazil, I think that I was not concerned over the idea of traveling alone as a woman anymore. But rather, I had the confidence that no matter where I went, I could carry myself and I should be able to take care of myself. So the confidence was really strong for me to go to a country that was deemed as unsafe as Brazil and still make it through alive.
Wow.
But you know, why is it that you actually like traveling alone?
Ruby?
So when I first told people that I was going to travel alone, I think I got really strange reactions. First, people said that I didn't have any friends. Actually, it was the other way around. I had too many friends, but none of them were as involved with or were as fascinated with the idea of traveling as I was. So every time I proposed the idea of traveling, it required a lot of planning to be able to coordinate any more than yourself to go for the trip. So I wanted to really explore places for a longer period of time. I wanted to do things that were beyond the top 10 TripAdvisor recommended list. Mm. And so it was hard for me to, first of all, find a traveling partner from Malaysia that would, you know, traveling requires you to really gel with the other person. So I realized that when I travel alone, it was easy for me to go to places and do my own thing. I had a lot of freedom. And to be honest, you're never really alone, right? Because every time you go somewhere, especially with hostels, you're bound to meet people. Right. And I like to sit in the cafes by myself and do some painting and do some art. And because I have a different currency, because I have visual arts as one of the things I do, people get taken by it, and it's easy for me to make friends even without trying, because people come up to me and talk to me when they see me making art. And right. For me, I believe that traveling alone really allows me the chance to immerse in another country's culture, you know, because if I brought a friend that was from Malaysia, I would still speak pretty much in the Malaysian accent, and I would speak about people, friends, you know, the realities that we both share in Malaysia will be brought in this new space that we are in. Mm. But if I am there by myself, I find a new friend and I create a new reality there, and I get a chance to interact with people from other countries with more in depth, I would say.
Well, that's fascinating. So why do you think more and more women are choosing to travel solo?
So I can see, just based off my Facebook, that yes, more women are indeed choosing to travel by themselves, and a lot of them are younger. And I think maybe because it's become the story to tell these days, and more people are talking about women traveling by themselves. And so it becomes, when you hear someone else say it and you see them and you be like, if she can do it, why can't I? So I think there's a lot of empowering stories that are being shared of people who have been traveling, and that in turn are inspiring more people to travel. And that's a great thing. And I think the independence that a woman finds when she travels alone, and the ability that she has for her to be able to take care of herself, the kind of value a woman would get when she's traveling alone is really quite substantial. And that's sort of a life lesson that tells a woman that it doesn't matter where and how far she goes, she'll be always be able to take care of herself. And that's something that's really strong. Mm-hmm. And if you look at Malaysia, we've got Facebook groups like Backpacker Hikers Malaysia. And you find a lot of dialogue going into groups like this, where women and men are both sharing cheap ways to travel. But women particularly highlight things like, is it safe for them to travel? And ask questions from other women who have been there and try to find a different route. And I also see a trend of women just saying, hey, I'm going to go to this particular country and I'm planning to do this. Is there any other women out here who wants to do the trip with me? So they are actually really open to traveling with a stranger as long as their objectives are met and they're not really by themselves.
I think that there are many practical reasons, you know, why traveling is so much easier and attractive for women now. Connectivity, you know, for instance, or safety. But I think Ruby touched on a key factor just now, which is independence. Solo travel, you know, it just allows you to travel where and how you want, you know, without having to conform to the rest of the family or your friends or, you know, all these unnecessary people and demands and wants, you know.
No, exactly. According to that TripAdvisor survey I mentioned earlier from 2015, 60% of women in Southeast Asia said that they travel alone because they have the freedom of doing what they want. And, you know, I travel alone quite a bit. Yeah. I also enjoy traveling with family or friends. You know, Juliet, you and I have traveled together.
Yes, we have.
But choosing someone,
I feel excluded now.
Next holiday.
Someone else
will have to do this show. Yeah. But the thing is, inviting someone along on a holiday is a big deal for me because it has to be someone with with whom I can actually spend an extended amount of time with.
Yes. And without wanting to kill them.
Without wanting yes. to kill them. Without getting bored and without feeling like I'm being made to do things that I don't want to do.
Mm.
And perhaps until fairly recently, not many women had the freedom to say, that's what I want. Nor the capability to go out and just do things on their own without having to wait for someone else to take them with them.
Yeah, so I think I read independence in that context where it's been a long time coming, but we have that freedom to feel like we can make certain decisions without being judged, without having to defer to somebody else to think, is it okay if I do this? Is it okay if I travel to Brazil by myself? And not too long ago, you'd still be looked at, like Ruby said, you know, you'd still be looked at like, what's wrong with you? It's so dangerous, you won't be able to take care of yourself. Mm. So independence in that context, I think, is increasingly becoming more real to mm-hmm. women.
And I mean, in terms of that judgment, not just the judgment of safety or practical things like that, but even just judgment of, should you be doing this? Don't you have yeah. more important things in your life? I mean, I'm single, so perhaps these factors are not such a big deal. Although I have had questions such as, yeah, but shouldn't you be using that money to take care of your mom, for instance,
oh,
right?
No.
But I imagine that, you know, if it's a woman with a family or kids, that those questions would be even more pointed, right? Like, oh, but who'll take care of your children?
Why aren't you taking them along with
Why
you?
Why aren't you going, you know, yeah, so I think...
Because you want a holiday.
That's what I holiday for. Oh, I just want to bring out this meme that I saw on Facebook yesterday. I think something about tips for traveling with your toddlers. Leave them at home.
Well, you toddlers. Both are the mums here.
But, and I think it also goes to a lot, to the independence thing of, you know, how... If let's say even your parents, you know, now you just have the I suppose, the courage to tell them, I'm fine. I can do this by myself,
yes,
you know.
Yes.
I mean, there's always that, oh, you're a girl. You know, if anything happens to you, you know, you're just asking for it, you know,
yeah.
in that sense, by traveling alone without...
But that's where that idea of just the amenities and the connectivity now. I remember the first overseas trap trip I went on when I was alone. I must have been about 22 and I went to Paris. And at that time, I don't remember whether I had a smartphone, but roaming wasn't really a thing.
Yeah.
And so just the worry my mom had of, you know, but they don't speak the same language. How will you tell me that you've arrived properly? Now it's so easy. Like there's Wi-Fi everywhere. You can just send people WhatsApps.
Mm-hmm.
If you're lost, you can use your maps. So I do think that a lot of these things have helped women decide that they no longer have to worry about those things that that were sort of drilled into them before, right?
Yeah.
That you can't do these things.
Because it's not safe.
Yes.
Yeah. And I also think that what drives women to travel and travel alone is what they want to gain out of it. So one of the things that I found interesting in the Vox article you shared, Shamila, was the connection for women between travel and self-care. So women are gaining more earning power now, financial independence, and often have fewer obligations than the generations before us. So they are able to focus more on wellness, you know, both physical and mental. Many women view travel as one way of achieving this form of wellness.
Yeah.
And, you know, another thing that the Vox article also contrasts is this is with men, you know, and according to a psychologist, Lisa Marie Bobby, the lower rate of men traveling alone has to do with the way men view activities and that they tend to think of travel as something you do in a group or with their partners. And the psychologist, she also said that men are also less inclined to focus on things like self-care or self-fulfillment, which is what seems to be driving many of these women to travel alone.
I do agree. I mean, I think... It's some of it is, of course, marketing, right? I think travel has been sort of marketed, particularly to women, as a getaway, as a way to rejuvenate, as a way to find yourself.
The whole eat, pray, love kind
yes,
of narrative.
Yes, yeah. And I'm not a huge fan of that trope, but I can still understand, especially if you still live in contexts or you know, any of us live lives where we're kind of tied down in many ways. And it's nice to have that break alone, to get away and reconnect with who you are and what makes you happy. Do you guys enjoy traveling alone?
No. Sorry, I'm one of those that I need somebody there
to
share.
That's why you dragged me along.
That's why I just need someone. No, but I mean, I enjoy sharing these experiences. I don't get to travel much. Mm-hmm. So when I do, I really want it to be with the people I love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ah. And, and I want to share those experiences. That's very important to me. It's not so much the safety or anything like mm-hmm. that. I just enjoy doing things with people I love.
Mm. I think that makes sense. Shall we?
I have not actually traveled alone for the fun of it. Trips where I'm alone is where I've gone for work and then I've extended it just to see, you know, taking more of the sights, and so that is a solo thing. But I have not enjoyed those as much as I would have, you know, if I had my close friends with me or if I had my husband with me, to be honest. Having said that, I don't think it means that I won't do it. Although you were right, Shamila, the whole mom obligations thing means that I think it'll be a long time before I can get away to do it. But you know, if you guys are planning that trip,
we just need to convince someone to do these shows.
What do you guys think about the comparisons drawn between men and women, though?
I found that very interesting, actually, because I didn't think about that aspect of that kind of fulfillment that you get from travel and whether men get that. Mm-hmm. I know certainly that the men I know don't really talk about travel in that context.
Right.
For them, traveling is a not, again, I don't want to be too pedantic and say men are like this, women are like that, but largely when men talk about travel, it's about adventure and discovery and, you know, like, or they'll travel to watch a football match.
Oh, yes, you know? You're right.
Not so much like I'm traveling to find myself. So, I mean, I was surprised, but to me, it made some amount of sense. What do you guys think?
I don't know. The men that I know, you know, they just want to get away as well, but they also want somebody there to look after them. So
this is so the Vox article had an interesting point, right, where they said that one of the reasons why men don't solo travel as much is because they're not inclined to do the planning on their own and therefore need someone else to do it for them.
And of course, this is a generalization.
It is
of
a
course,
generalization.
But, I mean, from the men that I know personally, and they don't enjoy that planning, that, you know, having to change everything.
Have all your documents in order.
Yeah, you know, they basically want some. So, like, let's say if my family is traveling, I have to be in charge of everything.
Oh dear.
And it's exhausting, and so it's not really a holiday. So maybe that's why more women want to travel alone.
No, exactly, right? Like, there was probably a time when the only way to travel would be with your family, for women, I mean, would be with your partner or with your family or your parents.
With your husband, basically. Yeah.
But now that you don't necessarily need to do that, then perhaps you don't always want to be organizing three other people while you're on holiday as well. What's happening on social media?
So we asked you, there's a Twitter poll going, we asked you, how do you like to travel? And 40% of you said with family, followed closely by 36% with friends, 15% of you said alone, and 9% of you said I hate traveling. I wonder if what's the gap between men and women for that answer.
Yeah, because we don't have a gender breakdown.
That's
here.
True. Yeah. But another poll for another day.
Yeah, but yes, you can keep the conversation going. You know, you can always tweet us at BFM Radio. You can always send us a WhatsApp message at 018-789-8899. Or, you know, you can follow us on our social media platforms. We have a Facebook page. You know, we've got our own Twitter as well. So, yeah, just look for the bigger picture.
And that is all we have for today's show. I hope that you guys have some fun travel plans for this weekend. And if you missed any part of our show, you can download the podcast on our BFM app, on Spotify, or at bfm.my. We have Live and Learn coming up at 3 p.m., where Juliet is speaking to Dr. Steve Stewart Williams, author of The Ape That Understood the Universe. And before that, here is Marianne Faithfull with The Ballad of Lucy Jordan. This has been the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.